Saw this crazy viral story of something you can get when you pass away for $500. A mystery woman will show up to your funeral, cry in silence as she gets out all in black, some heels, walks out of a limo, starts crying. Everyone's wondering, who is this lady? And she just dips. She gets back in the limo and takes off. It's like a plot twist when it's all said and done. You want to get back at your family. You want people talking when you're gone. Because here's the thing. You see these videos that really put it in perspective when you pass away. That's why live your life today to the fullest. Do it. Buy the shoes, ladies. Buy the heels. Book the vacation. Just spend the money. You can't take it with you. Because when it's all said and done, people mourn you. Then, you know, within a week, they're back to work.
Dude, rest in peace, Kyle Busch, that big NASCAR driver that just passed away.
Out of nowhere?
Yeah, out of nowhere. He had like some illness or something like that, that he called for a doctor as he was driving during one of the races. He said it in like a press conference. It was like 2 weeks ago. It's crazy.
Just live your life.
Oh, wow. Yes, he was like, yeah, you never know when your last race is going to be.
So, wild. Basically, you know, live your life because everything moves on. Anywho, what's your plot twist to your funeral? You want to go out with a laugh, with a smile, with a plot twist. I want to do this. I want to do this service. I want to pay $500 to have some mystery woman just show up to mine and have people talking when I'm gone.
Yeah, I know you're going to be looking down and just being like, I caused that.
That's right. I'm looking down.
Looking down, yeah. Sorry, not looking up. I was never going to say that.
Thank you. JD thinks I'm going to be looking up.
Oh, you're looking up, brother.
I'm taking an escalator up. Looking down at you guys.
Guys going to see those Buzz stories, you know, from the Buzz back in the day, from the nightclub, and be like, oh, no, you're not going here.
What's your plot twist, funeral plot twist, JD?
Either that a sheriff shows up and tells everybody that I've been undercover my whole life, or since I'm not going to be cremated, I'm going to be in the casket and I actually will end up alive. I'll actually just be alive because I want to see how people will mourn me. I want to see, you know, what the socials are like. I want to see what my friends would be like. Like, would you guys cry? I'm not sure. So I'd actually be alive.
Okay, that's interesting. See, I had an idea for you of having a roast at your funeral.
Nope, that's every day. I don't need that.
I like Sienna's idea. We roasted JD.
Yeah.
No, I've had a roast. It was my going away party in Boston, and they did a roast for me, and it was really hurtful. Like, a lot of things were said.
Perfect.
To me.
So we're doing a roast.
We're doing a roast at your funeral.
We're doing a roast at his funeral.
But one day you're supposed to have peace, you're not going to get it.
No, I want a compliment day. It should be the opposite of what I normally do. Yeah, no, you guys would say it when I'm dead. That actually would be a good plot twist. Like, all these nice things.
Like, when JD dies. Wait a second.
With all due respect, everybody, this guy was a jerk. I couldn't stand working with this guy.
Joey goes up there and he goes, you know what? I actually like this guy. I'm like, wait a minute.
Like, he's dead. Couldn't be me.
way to get out of your shift tomorrow morning, JD.
You get to sleep in.
This guy does anything for some attention. Am I right, guys?
I'm telling you, working remote.
All right. He's working remote. Yep, he's looking up at us right now.
No, I'm for sure looking
What's happening in with William in Maricopa right now? William, what would be your plot twist to your funeral?
What it happened to my father.
Okay.
Like, when my dad died, this lady came with another gentleman into the funeral. She never introduced herself, went to my father's casket, placed a small gold 24-karat gold hammer in an envelope, and handed me an envelope. And I asked the lady, where were you? And she says, your father did wonderful things for my family and us, and we wanted to thank you. The lady gave my mom and I $10,000.
What?
Wait, so this is a real thing.
My mom was like, who are you? And she says, I'm a circuit court judge here in Florida and Tampa, and your father used to come do minor repairs around our house in the evenings and earn extra money, and your dad was one of the nicest men we ever met, and we wanted to appreciate him because we don't think he ever was appreciated well. And she gave my mom $10,000.
What?
Wow.
So this wasn't a side chick. He wasn't messing around
No, my dad was very loyal to my mom. They were married 62 years.
62
I don't know, man. She gave me an award of a golden hammer.
Well, I think she gave my dad the hammer because he was a construction worker and did minor repairs.
That's what you think.
And I asked... Yeah, I know.
I think he gave her the hammer first. Wow.
And I asked her what the hammer was for. She says, well, when your dad gets to heaven, God's going to need a construction worker and he's going to need some tools. So I wanted to make sure your dad had a hammer to help God out. And I'm like, you're so nice. And then 6 months later, the lady sent my mother another $5,000.
Jeez.
So hold on. She gave your mom $15,000 and a golden hammer. How much did you make off that golden hammer? Did you hawk it? Did you sell it?
My mom left it in the coffin with my dad.
Oh!
Oh, wow.
And it was made out of real gold?
Yeah, I don't know, but it was gold.
Oh, no, that's coming with me.
I was going to say, people are going to try to dig that up.
I don't know, but
what?
The lady was very, very nice to my mom and my family. She was very nice to us. Joey, I know you from 2013.
Was I at the funeral?
No.
He was the one trying to take the gold hammer.
I'm going to need that back. You saw
it. I met Joey when he was over it. They had this thing where they had an event with Anish and one of his other sidekicks there.
Sidekicks. Okay. They have names, Gina and Carla.
That's before you left for Chicago and decided to come back.
Worst decision of my life.
I know Joe. I have a picture of you.
Okay.
With my son. I know you from a long, long time. I've listened to you every morning.
Well, I appreciate you. When I die, I want a golden microphone in my castle.
There we go.
Well, I told my sister, because it's only my sister and I now, and I was telling my sister, when I die, I want to be cremated and I want to be thrown in the ocean just as is.
Oh, nice. Huh. A specific ocean?
I don't care. I was in the Navy 23 years. I did all the water you can do it.
Okay. Lake Pleasant it is.
Okay. Yep. So you get the golden microphone and Sienna and I get 15 grand cash.
Perfect.
I love it. Start saving, brother.
Hey, when my mom just passed away last year, I saw people that I haven't seen in 30 or 40 years. And I was like, who are you?
Yeah.
And the one girl says, I know you and I were best friends. And I said, who are you? And she says, Christy. And I said, Christy Holiday. I said, oh, my God, I do know you.
Wow.
What was nice is that the boy and girl that lived across the street from my mom, she kind of raised them, and they called her Yaya, Miss Grandma. And
Jesus, Greece. We're getting the life story.
Hey.
My funeral's at noon. I got to go.
Bye. Have fun.
Bye.
Appreciate you, William.
Bye,
is the
guys.
Best.
Thank you very much for entertainment in the morning.
Always. I got you, William. I'll see you soon.
Bye-bye, guys.
Bye.
Oh, he wanted some stuff to say. Oh, wow, what a crazy story. Do you think it was just kindness, or was that? I don't want to put it out there like that, but
I think it's like guilt.
Yeah, it was like back pay. You know, he did all these services, and she owed him a lot of money or something like that. Yeah. Who knows?
I don't know. And at first, I thought he was doing something sneaky. I thought this was like
the golden hammer.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, not just like cheating, but like a job that you shouldn't be doing.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay, but he's just doing
sometimes you got a biscuit to get the biscuit. I haven't said that in a while. That's the definition right there, man. You get afterlife gifts.
Yeah, apparently.
Hey, William, your dad was holding it down, man. Pound Town was having it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, that's the plot twist. That's the biggest plot twist for her funeral ever. Can you imagine, man? Some lady just rolls up and gives you 10 G's. Like, that's side chick.
You're like, oh, man, but I'll take it.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. We're going to Sizzler after
Hell
this.
Yeah.
Or maybe, you know what? Red Lobster. Were you going to Red Lobster with that kind of money? You know what I'm saying? All right, keep the cost coming. 602-805-0101. What is your funeral plot twist?